Good day, I'm Anjui James Soyez with GIS Midday News for Tuesday, June 14. Coming up, $60 million allocated to develop irrigation system in St. Elizabeth. GSAT results to be released today, and JPS customers urged to conserve on electricity. The details after the break.
The Legal Aid Council has engaged over 500 attorneys, of which more than 300 provide representation in criminal matters. These attorneys include 5 Queen's Counsel and 207 Senior Counsel. Murder trials are assigned to Senior Counsel with 10 or more years' experience. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is expected to release the results of the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT on Tuesday. A total of 39,129 primary school students sat the examination over 2 days in March. They were tested in critical areas of the primary school curriculum, including mathematics, social studies, language arts, communication task, and science. Meanwhile, the National Parenting Support Commission, NPSC, is advising parents of children awaiting GSAT results to be keen in offering support to relieve any tension and anxiety. The MPSC is reminding parents that they have a responsibility to help their children to successfully transition from primary to secondary school, including learning to cope with the various challenges that may occur.
We want to encourage parents that as their children transition from the primary to secondary level, that the support is critical. Recognize that it's a big move for them. And as such, we want parents to realize that their role is integral in helping them to transition in this process.
Interim Chief Executive Officer at the NPSC, Andre Miller. The Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS, is urging customers to conserve on electricity usage as the upward trend in oil prices has resulted in an increase in the cost of energy. Customers will see an average 12.8% increase in their bills this month. This due to a combination of factors, including an increase in the cost of the fuel used for electricity generation based on rising oil prices on the international market. The overall increase will result in residential customers paying 21 U.S. cents per kilowatt hour on average for electricity in June compared to 19 U.S. cents in May.
It's definitely not something we want to be telling our customers. It's not good news for us either at JPS, but the reality of how oil impacts electricity costs is that whenever the prices go down, that benefit is passed on to the customer, and when the oil prices go up, the customer also sees that impact on his or her bill.
Director of Corporate Communications at JPS, Winsome Callum, speaking in an interview with GIS News. Government is set to spend $60 million to develop irrigation systems in St. Elizabeth. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says $30 million will be provided by the United Kingdom government, while the remaining amount will come from the Caribbean Development Bank.
Among the projects that we have targeted are irrigation facilities for southern St. Elizabeth, which is one of the most productive areas of Jamaica, and the problem there has been lack of adequate irrigation. $30 million has been allocated, which will be matched by a low-interest 2% loan from the Caribbean Development Bank that will create $60 million U.S. dollars of investment for irrigation in the southern areas of St. Elizabeth.
The finance minister was speaking at a diaspora forum organized by the Jamaica National Building Society in London recently. And Minister of Transport and Mining Mike Henry is calling on the police commissioner to deal decisively with all law enforcement officers who own public and private passenger vehicles in breach of the Road Traffic and Transport Authority Acts. Minister Henry was speaking at the opening ceremony of the 8th annual staging of the Jamaica Driver and Traffic Safety Expo held in Kingston recently. Meanwhile, Mr. Henry lamented the motor vehicle crash in St. Anne last month, which claimed the lives of 5 persons. The defective bus in the accident was owned by a female police officer who is being charged in relation to the incident. The transport minister is again urging Jamaicans to take great care on the nation's roads. Since the start of the year, approximately 166 persons have lost their lives in 143 road crashes. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Oyes.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.